Now we get to see Meryl Streep with Steve Martin and Martin Short, don't we?
Yeah, they made the announcement yesterday. The three-time Academy Award winner will be joining the cast of Only Murders in the Building, the Hulu series. They put out a cute little video yesterday with Steve Martin, Martin Short, Selena Gomez. Paul Rudd, who was in season two, is going to be back for season three of the show, but Meryl Streep will be part of the series. When the new one comes out, they're making it right now. They have not given any details about Meryl Streep's character yet. Hey, that's not a terrible addition to your show, having Meryl Streep on the cast list.
Yeah, I'll say. And I'm reading about this Craig Ferguson project. This sounds like a good idea, don't you think?
I love this. First of all, just the Craig Ferguson's going to be back, apparently, on late night TV. I am a huge, huge Craig Ferguson fan, always have been. He left the Late Late Show on CBS back in 2014, and James Corden took over. And then Craig Ferguson did some movies and has been doing stand-up and doing a bunch of different projects. But he's going to start a syndicated show called Channel Surf, in which he and others on his show and guests will all be reacting to things that happen around the world and moments on other TV shows. It's only going to be a half an hour show. It's not going to be on a network. It's going to be on, you know, different stations, like syndicated shows are. So that is supposed to be debuting in the fall of this year. So I cannot wait for that.
I'm excited about that too. And I know you've interviewed Craig Ferguson. I got to do that once, and got the impression that and it was. It was a phone interview. I don't know if you did a person-to-person interview with him, but it seems like such a nice, smart man.
Absolutely. He's very thoughtful, really smart. It does, like, outstanding serious interviews when necessary, but, you know, mostly he's just a big goofball.
And yeah.
Just, you know, has a blast. He's so quick-witted and could not be nicer. I've interviewed him in person several times for movies that he's been in, and you know, just like a good old charming Scotsman, just really fun.
Mm-hmm. Comes through. Tell us about Dolly Parton's new project.
Dolly was on The View yesterday and was talking about this, but she is going to be releasing a rock and roll album. We know her for her country music, but now she says that now that she's a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, she feels like she should earn the honor by making a rock album. So she's going to people like Paul McCartney and Stevie Nicks and Steven Tyler to do rock and roll songs. She has remade Stairway to Heaven with, I believe, Brandi Carlile and Pink. She's redone Satisfaction. She wants to do a song with Cher. This cover album, they haven't said when it's going to be coming out yet, but really, can Dolly Parton do it? Dolly can do no wrong.
She's great.
It doesn't matter what it is. Dolly can do no wrong. It's going to be fantastic.
Can't wait to hear that. Good news about Jeremy Renner. He's home now, isn't he?
Yes. It was released from the hospital after that horrific accident in which he was crushed by a giant snowplow on New Year's Day. Underwent two surgeries for major chest trauma and other injuries. But he was on Instagram the other day saying that he was at home. I love this, that he gets out of the hospital after this near-death experience and then goes on social media to say that he's home and relaxing and watching the season premiere of his new series, Mayor of Kingstown.
He got it in.
It's a great opportunity to promote your show. But he was in the hospital for a couple of weeks, and he seems to be back on the road to recovery, which is great.
Dean Richards talking entertainment. What's going on with Wilco?
They are getting ready to kick off a national tour. And, you know, they're hometown boys, so they're starting right here in Chicago. They're going to do a three-night residency, I guess you might call it, three shows that they are promising will be different from each other. It's not going to be the same songs every night, completely different. It's going to be at the Riviera Nightclub on Broadway up on the, in Uptown, March 23rd, 25th, and 26th. Tickets for those shows will go on sale Friday morning at 10 o'clock. It's a relatively small club, so tickets are going to go super fast if you're a Wilco fan. That's the same day, Friday that is, when their 12th album will go on sale called Cruel Country. Wilco's going to have a country album coming out as well. And also their Wilco World Radio is coming back to the stream, so you can, you know, listen to their music, get up to date on everything going on through the band. If you go to WilcoWorld.net, that'll be up and running through Tuesday.
They're good. We have an update today on Madonna's art collection. What's this all about?
Yeah, this is interesting. Yesterday, we gave you the news about Madonna coming to Chicago. She's going to be at the United Center on August the 9th. But now there is a story out from the French city of Amiens. That is apparently the city in northern France where French President Macron is from. They say that a 19th century piece of art, a painting that hung in a museum there for years and years and years, was stolen many years ago. They believe it was stolen during World War II. The painting is called Diana and Edmois. And they believe that Madonna is in possession of this stolen painting.
Uh-oh.
Now, the painting is, you know, changed hands several times, apparently, since it was stolen during World War II. Madonna legitimately purchased this painting for $1.3 million back in 1989. But the city officials there even acknowledge that she is the owner of this painting now. But they are asking her if they could borrow the painting to put back into the museum so that locals there can learn of and discover some of their history. So we'll see how generous Madonna is with sharing the painting. $1.3 million for one painting. That's a lot.
Yeah, she should take it on tour with her and just put it on stage behind her.
Yeah, put it on a big easel. I've got a beautiful velvet of the dogs playing poker and smoking cigars, which is also very nice. I'll be happy to loan the museum that if they would like.
That was also stolen, but nobody wants it back.
Right.
What's coming on the stream?
Remember the show called That 70 Show that was on Fox for years? Big hit sitcom. They are rebooting it and calling it That 90s Show with some of the original cast members back again, the Foreman family, welcoming a new generation of teenagers to the basement in their old house in Wisconsin. That begins streaming on Netflix starting tomorrow. HBO Max has a new series that's called The Last of Us. It is an adaptation of a popular video game in which two people try to stay alive after a zombie apocalypse. Told you about Jeremy Renner, announcing that he's home watching his new series, the second season of his series, The Mayor of Kingstown. So that is out and streaming on Paramount Plus right now. Oscar winner Octavia Spencer is out with a new series that is called Truth Be Told. It's actually season 3 on Apple TV Plus. That'll start on Friday. She plays a true crime podcaster who investigates mysterious missing persons cases. If you're a fan of adult animated fantasy, The Legend of Vox Machina returns for season 2 on Amazon Prime. It only took a year or so to get a slasher movie set in the pandemic era. Peacock is offering a new thriller that's called Sick. It's a slasher movie, but the people in the movie are wearing their COVID-19 masks while they're also trying not to get killed by the killer.
That's a good concept.
Yeah, make it timely. Why not? On Friday, Netflix will debut a Korean sci-fi thriller called Jung-E, There's a new season 9 of a new reality show called Are You the One? It's where singles from around the world use matchmaking technology to find their soulmate. That's on Paramount Plus right now. And if you like the cooking shows, there is one on which a team of expert bakers face off against each other trying to make the most beautiful, most eye-popping cakes possible. Bake Squad Season 2 starts streaming on Netflix on Friday.
And I don't know if we're going to make this a regular feature, but I have an obscure pick, something to watch.
Oh, good. Yeah, good.
And I'll bet no one's ever heard of this show. It came out a few years ago. There were 5 seasons. It's a half-hour series, and it's called Better Things. Do you know about this, Dean?
Better Things. No, I don't.
Yeah, well, this is the quirkiest series of all time, but it's pretty cool, interesting, funny. It's the story of a single mom and working actor and part-time director in Los Angeles trying to raise her 3 daughters. She has no filter, and I'm telling you, it's so different, and it's really worth checking out. And I don't even remember how I found it or where it is. I think it might be on Hulu. I don't know. Pamela Adlon is the executive producer, director, and star of this show. I don't know anything about her either, but I'd like to find out because we're really hooked on this series. So that was my recommendation.
It is. It was actually on for, 6 years. It was on for 6 years, but it's I looked it up. It is streaming on Hulu right now. Better Things.
Yeah, never heard of it while it was new.
It's Bob's obscure pick of the week.
Yeah.
Don't make Hulu go, why is only one person watching this in the Chicago area?
All right. Well,
tune in and check it out.
I'm anxious to get the feedback on that. What are you cooking on TV in a little more than an hour?
Well, you know, it's the Chinese New Year is this week, the Lunar New Year.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought I would do something kind of Asian related. And I came up with a little recipe that is chicken and green pepper, red bell pepper, onion, peanuts. What else did I put in? Some water chestnuts, chopped water chestnuts, all mixed together, but not, you know, normally you might put this on top of rice or may put it in an egg roll or something like that. I'm wrapping it in bib lettuce, like in a lettuce roll. It keeps it a little healthier. And the cool, crispy lettuce along with this wonderful array of chicken and vegetables is so good, and this is super, super easy to make. So it's coming up about 9:30 this morning. Now, there was a lot of chopping and dicing involved in the preparation of all these vegetables. So right at this moment, I have 10 fingers. I can't guarantee what it might be after the cooking segment at 9:30 this morning.
So I will be watching WGN TV, and for my money, can't have enough Chinese food. Thank you very much.
Right with you. See you.
Talk to you tomorrow.